The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Ireland has shown itself as a policy innovator during the COVID-19 crisis and has outperformed even best-case scenarios for mortality among homeless and drug-using populations in Dublin. Now, these are the findings of a new report looking at the capital's approach to supporting drug users and the homeless during the crisis. I'm joined by one of its authors, Dr. Austin Carroll, HSE Clinical Lead for Homeless Services in Dublin. Austin, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you? Thanks for taking me on.
Now, this is particularly interesting and good news that the authorities reacted in particular ways, which impressed the authors of this report, including yourself, because they stopped doing it the way they were doing it and they did something else and they did it quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, the response to the situation in homelessness was exemplary. It was absolutely... First of all, it was immediate. As soon as the 16th of March, the HSE devised a team at CHO level to coordinate a homeless response. They appointed a clinical lead and immediately started a collaboration with the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive to roll out a series of both health and housing measures and that have achieved an unexpected reduction, unexpected results in terms of we had very low mortality and very low rates.
63 homeless people in Dublin were diagnosed with COVID-19 and there was one death. Now, given the circumstances in which people live in the homeless situation, you might have expected more. So in spite of one person dying, it was a very, very good result. Just bring us through the things that we did differently. You talk about the speed of reaction. What exactly did we do?
Well, first of all, we set up a series of organisations to do different tasks. Safety Net was an organisation that went out and did screening of homeless people. As soon as we identified someone had a fever or shortness of breath, etc., they went out with a mobile unit and did testing. When they were testing awaiting results, we immediately, the Dublin Regional Health Homeless Executive got accommodation where we were able to isolate the person with St. Augustine's, run by McVerry Trust, and also another unit by DePaul. And they were kept in isolation and had nursing support in this place, and also Safety Net provided medical support. We also identified everybody who was medically vulnerable, in other words, had medical conditions. Homeless people are probably the sickest population you can imagine in the Western world. And we identified everyone who was vulnerable through a medical scoring system, and we put all of them into their own accommodation. So, in fact, everyone homeless was over 60 years old, got their own room and separate living facilities, and anyone who was under 60 with medical conditions got their own room. We used accommodations where they had rooms, but we also, the homeless DCC, got a series of extra new accommodations for these people. We also recognised that people who were in these accommodations might leave because they would need, if they had drug addiction. So we decreased access, the waiting times for access to methadone treatment from 12 weeks to 3 days. And we also started doing benzodiazepine maintenance for people in treatment. And lastly, we had the Inalifi Drug Project and Chrysalis, who were providing services to support people who had drug addiction in these isolation or cocooning units, and in terms of delivering medication and providing harm reduction support and friendship. And we also had the HSE HealthLink teams who provided support through nursing and linkages to health community supports. So there was a vast collaboration amongst public voluntary agencies that achieved a great outcome. And what we've learned is that collaboration, you multiply the potential of work you can do by effective collaboration.
Now, and we also there's something else that I wanted to mention, and that is Naxalone, which is antidote to a drug overdose. And in the report, it says that up to this, there had been a relatively restrictive pathway for accessing Naloxone. Tell me, what did you do about that?
What we did with that is that the in Ireland, unlike the UK, you have to have naloxone. In fact, just to clarify what it is if someone has an overdose, and the overdose there's an overdose death on average once a day in Ireland at the present, over 350 a year. And these are young people who die from overdosing, generally on heroin, but often in a cocktail, but heroin is the big killer. And if someone overdoses, and we would see this quite frequently in our services, if you give them naloxone, within 3 minutes they recover. So it saves lives and saves young lives. Internationally now, we give naloxone to people who are drug users so that they can either administer it themselves if they feel they're overdosing, or if there's someone with them, they can administer it to them. In Ireland, we introduced this around a few years ago, but in Ireland, you have to have it prescribed by a doctor. In other countries, it doesn't necessarily have to be. We adapted this provision. There is a provision that if someone has an overdose, and there's someone beside them who has naloxone, you can administer the naloxone and issue the prescription within 24 hours. So we adapted that protocol to distribute naloxone much more widely than we had before. And I have no doubt that this wider distribution of naloxone has a high likelihood of having saved lives, because overdoses, okay, we see these on a daily basis.
Austin, the final question is, you know, we react well in this crisis, but will it change things permanently? Some of the things that you've done, will there be more rapid access to housing? Will there be more rapid access to methadone? You know, have things changed permanently as a result of the COVID-19 experience?
Well, both the HSE and DCC have committed to maintain these gains, because not only did they help in COVID, but we actually found the number of deaths in homeless people dropped from a monthly basis. In other words, we had less deaths during the COVID period than we had prior to the COVID period. So it showed that having improved housing, improved access to methadone and naloxone, not only saved lives from COVID, but saved lives in general. They've committed to keeping people in non-dormitory type accommodation, the HSE and DCC, and I note in the draft programme for government this commitment also exists. And we also have committed to keeping the waiting times for methadone and improving the availability of naloxone. So everybody is focusing on ensuring these gains are maintained. It's a really good news story.
All right. Dr. Austin Carroll, HSE, Clinical Lead for Homelessness in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.